Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, you guys. Start of the week.
Happy start of the week. We're super excited to be devoting ourselves to the Lord with you daily, so thanks for tuning in. Mm-hmm. And a quick little weekend recap, because this one's important, so yes. Buckle your seatbelt. On Saturday, Tori and I announced that we're doing a 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Mm-hmm. Now, we do know that 12 Days of Christmas are after Christmas. However, we're doing it before Christmas, so starting tomorrow, we're going to announce one winner each day leading up all the way until Christmas that had the potential to win gift cards to either like Chick-fil-A or Amazon or Target, different mm-hmm. devotionals, a Thrive Bible, and then even a grander prize of a 2-night stay at an Airbnb treehouse in Georgia. And there's a lot of cool stuff going on there, but you have to go listen to the Saturday episode mm-hmm. for all the details on that one. So have fun.
And also, we announced that we hit 2 million downloads on this podcast. Whoops. And we were just in shock, and we're so grateful to you guys. So we talk about it a lot in Saturday's episode. So if you missed it, go check it out.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I forgot that. That 2 million downloads was the whole point of the giveaway.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, let's celebrate this because this is so cool. So we wanted to do a giveaway on the podcast. So anyways, go check that out. And we're back in the Thrive Bible for devotionals.
We are. You ready?
Yep.
Let's just jump on into it. Y'all, today we're reading out of Malachi 3 verse 10, and it's titled Kingdom Generosity. It says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I have so many blessings stored up for you. When you give a portion of what I have given you back to me for use in furthering my kingdom, I will pour out my blessings on you. Those blessings won't always come in the form of wealth or security, but I am true to my word. I will always be with you and take care of you. The tighter you hold on to things, the tighter they will hold on to you. Don't be afraid to open your heart and your hands to make a sacrificial offering. Give your finances willingly to my kingdom work, and I will bless you abundantly. Love your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, God loves to bless his children, but he wants your heart to be free of distractions. God loves to show off for his children, but he loves us too much to give us things that will rob us of our rich relationship with him or lead us away from his purpose for our life. The treasure of truth says, the tighter you hold on to things, the tighter they will hold on to you.
Mm, I love that.
I know. It's one of those quotes I feel like you talk about a lot.
I say this quote all the time, mm-hmm. that if you own something and you can't let it go, you don't own it. It owns you.
Yeah.
And as you're reading, I actually thought of a kind of a similar analogy, mm-hmm. and I hope I don't get too far off track. So feel free to reel me back in, but okay. I think you guys will like this one. So they did this study on children and their spending habits, because children don't really have money unless they have chores or their parents just throw money at them, right?
Yeah.
And so what would happen is that the kid would be at a store and they would want some type of a snack or a toy or a piece of clothing, whatever it may be. And then the parent will say, okay, well, here's the money to buy that. And then when they get the money in their hand, like 99% of the time, they will not buy the item. They want to keep the money. Uh-huh. Isn't it so interesting that they would rather someone else buy it for them?
Yes.
But when it comes time for them to trade the money,
their own money,
they won't do it.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting that when God blesses us with finances,
right,
there's so many times we don't want to let go of it. Mm. Right. But the thing is he's saying, I'm giving you this to use it.
Right.
Not just to, you know, use it inappropriately.
Right. To flow through you.
It's his.
Right.
We are stewards, which means mm-hmm. that we manage the household finances.
Right.
We manage it and we hopefully manage it well. We don't dig it and hide it under a rock.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we need to use it well. And so I just love this idea of not holding so tightly onto something that mm-hmm. we can't let it go. And then thus we start going against God's will.
Yeah.
Or rather, as we receive his blessings, we dish them right back out. Because he said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And through that blessing, I'm going to bless all the nations. So it's not just for us, it's for everyone.
Yeah, it's so good. It's funny you brought up that example because I was literally in Target yesterday and there was this woman in front of me with her whole family. She had six children and they all checked out separately because each child worked for a certain amount of money and they went shopping and they couldn't go over budget and they all had cash. And she like apologized to me multiple times, but I just thought it was so cool because I was like watching these kids learn something.
Oh my word.
And she said not one of them went over budget as they were shopping at Target. They knew exactly what time was spent to earn this amount of money and what that time would get them. And they were also buying presents for some of their friends too. And I just thought it was so adorable because their age ranged from probably 3 to 13.
Wow.
And I was watching just the joy on their faces as they were, you know, ringing up their purchases and everything. Yeah. And it was just really cute. And I could tell the parents were really proud. And I almost think of like, what does God think, you know, when he gives us something and we actually use it appropriately?
Yeah.
You know, like I can just see him gleaming like a proud father when he gives us something to steward and we actually steward it with generosity and we give it back. You know, then in that way he realizes, okay, I can give them more. I can trust them with that.
Yeah.
But something I do think that this verse gets misconstrued a lot is, and I like that the devotional said this, it said, these blessings won't always come back in the form of wealth or security. So it's not always saying like, okay, give $5 and you'll get $10 back. But maybe it's give $5 and you get peace back or you get joy back or you get other things from God back.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that thought of like, we really are more blessed to give than receive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also I feel like when we're a lot more open-handed with the blessings from God, we're a lot more, you know, like, say that you hold your hands open, right?
Yeah.
And someone puts, I don't know, $20 in one hand and $5 in another hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take that $5 and give it to someone in need, or just for example, now you have a hand that's open for God to replenish that, you know? But you can't grab onto what God has for you if you're holding on to other things.
Right.
And so
it's good.
Yeah. I love the idea of using everything we have, whether it's our time, our treasures, aka money, or our talents, and stewarding them well.
Yeah.
It's so important for us.
It is.
You ready to pray son out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this reminder, Lord. I know that money always has this weird connotation to it, and sometimes we feel awkward talking about it, Lord, but help us remember today that it's just a tool and that we are more blessed to give than receive, especially in this season, Lord, the season of giving. Lord, help us not hold too tightly onto anything, but hold everything with open hands, Lord. Let us be able to be vessels that you can give us so that it will go right through us to bless your children, to bless your kingdom, to further your kingdom, Lord. Help us be better stewards of our time, our treasure, and our talent, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do through every single person listening to this podcast right now. And Lord, right now we're also going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For you are raised to
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget to check out Saturday's podcast episode.
Don't forget to do that. And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.